You're listening to The Shepherd's Voice, featuring His Eminence, William Cardinal Goh, Archbishop of Singapore.
My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the world is so divided today. All kinds of wars are being fought. Culture war, civil war, economic war, moral war, whatever kind of wars. Today, there is great disunity and lack of peace in the world, in society, and within our own family. All these wars and division have come about simply because we want to find peace and fulfillment in our own ways, rather than the ways of Christ. The way of the world to find peace, and which we know will bring greater division, is through power, through wars, suppression of the truth, distortion of facts, just like what the Pharisees tried to do after the death of Jesus when they went to see Pilate. Through such means of undermining truth, those who are weak, those who are vulnerable, we think that power and superiority will bring peace in the world. This is why the world is so divided. No matter how powerful you are, how powerful a country you are, you notice this question of armament has no end, because everyone lives in fear of another. This is true not just on the global level, it is also true in the very lives that we lived. This was the situation of the Jews in today's gospel, which we read at the very beginning of this celebration before we blessed the palms. The gospel speaks about precisely the Jews welcomed Jesus. They sang Hosanna to the Son of David. Hosanna initially meant God rescue us, God saved us. Eventually it became a jubilant cry of victory, of triumph. They thought that Jesus would be that political military warrior using all his divine powers to destroy their enemies, the Romans, and that there would then be peace, and Israel will once again become that Davidic kingdom, all-powerful, as during the time of King David. But you know, my dear brothers and sisters, this is not the way of God. This is not the way of Jesus. Jesus came into Jerusalem. He was riding on a donkey, not on a horse. A horse is a symbol of a warrior going into war. If you sit on a donkey, it means to say you are a messenger of peace. Jesus came into Bethlehem to be the one who will bring peace to humanity, but not according to the ways of the world. He came as a lowly, humble servant. He came to preach forgiveness. He came to liberate people from their slavery to their anger, to their passion, to their greed. Jesus came as a lowly servant, as what we read in the first reading from Isaiah. Jesus came not to destroy the enemies with power, but with humility, with forgiveness. He was non-resistant to his enemies. In fact, when Judas betrayed Jesus, Jesus was willing to allow Judas to exercise his freedom. When they tried to arrest him, Jesus told Peter, "Put down the sword." Jesus allowed himself to be arrested and to be crucified. The way of Jesus, of course, is not the way of the world. The way of kingship of Jesus is not the powers that today many political leaders use to destroy others, to destroy the weak and the vulnerable. Jesus used his kingly power in a way that serves humanity. He does not compel us to serve him. And if when he invites us to serve him, it was not for himself, it was for us. It was to set us free. It was to give us life. Jesus came as a ransom for many. He journeyed with us, he walks with us, he leads us. This Jesus is one who identifies himself with us in all things except sin. This is the kind of kingship that Jesus exercised, a moral authority. That is the most powerful form of authority. Juridical authority will only suppress people. It's moral authority. Moral authority that is founded precisely on this obedience to God. So today, when we celebrate Palm Sunday, in the gospel that we have read just now, the Passion, you have taken the parts of the congregation. The congregation, of course, you have taken those parts that nobody wants to take. You condemn Jesus. You took all those parts that call for Jesus' death. And it is strange. You are made to do that. Because the truth is, we are no better than the Jews in today's gospel. They welcome Jesus, Hosanna, to the Son of David. They laid their garments for him. They held palms. But they will crucify Jesus by their life, by their deeds, by their words. Simply why? Because Jesus did not live up to their expectation. Does Jesus live up to your expectation? The world cannot accept Jesus, just like the Jews cannot accept Jesus. They were looking for a different kind of king. They were looking for a physical liberation. But Jesus wanted to give them something more. But because Jesus did not live up to their expectations, instead of choosing Jesus, they chose a rebel, a bandit, in place of him. And we too, in our own life, we all have our expectations of God. And very often, God does not live up to expectations. We all think, isn't it true, If we are good Catholics, we are involved in the church, we help out the poor, then the Lord must bless me with good health, good career, plenty of money, good life. There should be no problem because, you know, I help the poor and I help the church. I help the cardinal. How could God treat me in such a way? How could I suffer a terminal illness? This is not fair. We think that God, therefore, should give us the best of the things of this world. And that is why when God does not live up to your expectations, you pray so hard to strike first prize, Toto, and you didn't win that 3 million. What do? You give up on Him. We turn to the New Age. New Age believe we have the powers. We are divine beings. We turn to ourselves. We make our own gods. Or we turn to all those prosperity gospel that promised us, yes, if you give more, you will be blessed with greater riches. This is our own image of God. You know, it is ironical that the Bible makes it clear God created us in His image and likeness, but now we have created God according to our image and likeness. God, therefore, must live up to my expectation. And this is particularly true when it comes to moral issues. You look at the world today. They want to rewrite the Bible because the Bible teaches hard truths. And we are told the apostles could not even take Jesus' teaching and they left Him. The disciples. Too hard, he say, His teachings. And it's true today, many Catholics, they are supposed to be Catholics, but they don't really believe in the Bible. Fundamental moral issues regarding sex, regarding gender, regarding marriage, abortion, euthanasia. These are very clear teachings that are found in the Bible, the Word of God. But today, even theologians, even some church leaders, they want to reinterpret so that the people can accept. So do you change the Bible to fit the minds of people, or should the people be challenged to lift up the gospel? Indeed, in the gospel we read, Peter denied Jesus. The apostles all left Him. That's why Jesus says, if you strike the shepherd, the flock will be scattered. And this is what is happening in the world. The devil is striking the shepherds. This is the saddest part in our church history. The devil is striking the shepherds. That is why the church is divided. Because we no longer stand on the Bible, on the Word of God. We rationalize, we contextualize, we try to water down, to dilute the gospel so that we can say we are still worshipping Christ. We are not worshipping Christ. We are worshipping ourselves. We are not worship. We have no love for the Word of God. It is our own word. This is the truth. That is why, my dear brothers and sisters, today we are told in the second reading of Philippians, and especially also in the gospel, is the way of self-emptying, obedience to the Word of God, that we find life. Humility, obedience. Jesus, in today's gospel, not my will, but yours be done. Jesus emptied Himself of His divinity to assume our humanity, even unto death. If we want to find peace in this world, we need to follow the way of Jesus. We need to strip ourselves of our ego, of our pride. Don't think that life is always competition to be the best, to be the greatest, to be the most famous, to have the best of this world. This is not life. It cannot bring you peace. Be grateful for what the Lord has blessed you. Be contented with what the Lord has given to you. If you are given a position in life, it is not to control others. It is not to boost yourself up. It is to raise people up. Jesus was not a king for himself. He was a king to make every one of us kings and queens. So, my dear brothers and sisters, this is the way to peace. Obedience, humility, serving others without asking for return, without acknowledgement. We just do our part and we just live. That is what brings us peace. If you are able to live in that manner, you are truly a free man, a free woman. And there will be peace. There will be unity. Let us reflect.
Thanks for listening to The Shepherd's Voice, featuring His Eminence, William Cardinal Goh.